Welcome back, everybody. This week's Bluesy Tuesday, Zach Wild and the Blues. Sound crazy? Stick around. You're going to like it. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Bluesy Tuesday. All right, this week, I think we're on episode 6, 7. Somebody help me out here. I don't remember where we are. I've been doing so many of them, I'm loving it. This week, we're talking about Zach Wild and how Zach Wild is a blues guitar player deep down in his soul. And you might say it ain't true, Ludini. Say it ain't true. But it is true. And we're going to talk about that in 1 minute. Real quick, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Please go there, check it out. Those of you that are watching on YouTube, I keep forgetting to do this because I'm kind of just getting back into the YouTube thing. There's that subscribe thing. You love this type of stuff. Hit the subscribe thing, man. Hit the little bell and all that. You know, you're going to get more notifications. And if you'd like to dig a little deeper, you want exclusive video, exclusive music, stuff you can't get anyplace else. Are you ready? Go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle and get involved in our Inner Circle group. Like, there's exclusive stuff there that you can't get into place else. For instance, right now, we've got people watching me live, which you can do. You can chime in, and I'll give you a shout-out. Marcy McDonald is hanging out with us. We've got Billy Altman. We've got Chris Thunderwolf. So we've got some people hanging out with us live, so you get to be part of that. And if you throw out a cool question, you throw a cool comment out, I'll give you a shout-out. We'll talk about it. But anyways, let's get to today's topic, which is Zach Wild and the Blues. Zach Wild, as everybody knows, unless you've been living under a rock, everybody in hard rock and heavy metal knows Zach Wild first as the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne. And the record that brought the attention, although they did a record before, No More Tears, that was the record that really brought my attention to Zach Wild and what he could do as a guitar player. When I heard No More Tears, Zach Wild was the guitar player that I had been waiting for. Slash was bluesy and heavy in the sense that Jimmy Page and Joe Perry are bluesy and heavy. They all kind of come out of that Keith Richards school. Whereas Zach's playing is way heavier, way deeper. He is more of, in my opinion, Zach is this kind of second coming of Tony Iommi. And I think that is totally true. If you listen to his current project, Zach Sabbath, which is a Zach's own take on the Black Sabbath music, you definitely can tell that. There's some great riffs that really exemplify what I'm talking about. Let's start with a little bit of Ozzy. You guys all know No More Tears. But when Zach comes in, let me do it again. Yeah, you have to get that harmonic right. It's just not right. But when Zach comes in with that riff, and that is total blues. Total, it's heavy, majorly heavy. Zach's blues playing is really, really deep. He's got a Hendrix-type vibrato. One of the things that people don't know about Zach is when he first started playing guitar, started taking guitar lessons, his guitar teacher was really into Hendrix, so he learned that whole Hendrix thing early on. It was really important to him. And growing up, you know, he played in cover bands and they did stuff like Skinner and things like that. So he was immersed absolutely in that style of playing. A lot of people associate him as a sort of like, kind of Randy Rhoads part two because, Jakey Lee, amazing guitar player. Brad Gillis, amazing guitar player. All killer guitar players. But the guy that really kind of like picked up that mantle that I think people were waiting for with Ozzy's band was Zach Wild. So he's compared in a lot of times to Randy Rhoads, but his playing is way more gritty and way more blues based, of you know, than Randy. Although, you know, Randy definitely did, because Randy was a 70s guitar player, and everybody at that era had some of that blues thing going on with them. Speaking of, I mentioned a little bit of a Slash earlier. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying Slash again. I have one of my videos pulled for saying Slash. But in any case, Slash invited Zach in about 1995 to come jam with Guns N' Roses. This is a little known thing. They were in between the whole, you know, second. I can't remember if Gilby had been in there yet or not, but they were like, hey, let's bring in another guitar player. So they invited Zach Wilde to come and jam with. Could you imagine what that project would have turned out to be, you know? But that would have been, that's a kind of a little known piece of trivia about Zach Wilde, is that he actually did have a fun audition with the Guns N' Roses guys, and he was taking, he was like kind of waiting around for them to tell him what to do. He really wanted to do it, and Ozzy was like, dude, like, what are you doing? Are you going to be in Guns N' Roses? Are you going to come back and be in my band? And he sat on the fence too long, and Ozzy had to kind of go get Joe Holmes to play for him. But eventually, you know, Ozzy and Zach kissed and made up, and that's all, you know, rock and roll history, as they say. But that's kind of a fun trivia fact about Zach Wilde that a lot of people don't know, is that he actually did jam with the Guns N' Roses guys. Apparently it was at Duff McKagan's studio. Something kind of interesting about Zach Wilde, he's got some kids with interesting names. He's got a kid named Hendrix and a kid named Sabbath Page. So, just a cool guy. But in many ways, Zach's playing is very blues-based. Black Label Society, I think that if Black Label Society would have happened in the early 90s as opposed to happening later on, I think that that band could have easily been right neck and neck with Guns N' Roses. Very bluesy band. And if you know the song... let me see. I'm going to get my notes in front of me here. But if you know... the song, what's the song I'm looking for, guys? Help me out here, guys. Somebody, Fire It Up. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart. If you know the song Fire It Up, that has, that's the rhythm, right? Right out of the blues. That is a total blues thing that's happening right there. So again, he's really steeped in the blues. Killer vibrato, killer Hendrix influence. Like, a lot of people don't think of him as Hendrix influence because he's playing, you know, with even heavier distortion, that more metal type sound, and he's playing a Les Paul style guitar. Hey, Mickey, what's up? Mickey Hernandez is hanging in. Bob Ridgway, thanks, guys, for hanging out. So people don't really think of him as a Hendrix kind of influenced guitar player, but he absolutely is. So, and one of the cool things that I think really exemplified his love of the blues, his embracing of the blues, is really the first sort of solo thing that he did after Ozzy was Pride and Glory. Okay, again, a riff totally steeped in the blues. Tom Proctor, thanks for hanging out with us. Another riff totally steeped in the blues. So have I convinced you yet that blues and Zach Wilde are kind of soulmates? If I haven't, I want you guys to go to Google and check out the May 2016 cover of Guitar Player Magazine. All right, check that out. Zach Wilde and Buddy Guy on the cover together. So Zach has a huge love of the blues, hugely steeped in the blues. Blues is very important to everything he's done. And one of the reasons why I love Zach's playing, because not only is he bluesy, he's really deep bluesy. It's very in your face, very soulful, even though many times he's playing that pentatonic scale, that blues scale, so fast, you can't even hear it. It's insane. You're like, this guy plays so fast, you can't even record him. He's insane. But great soulful player, great in-your-face player, great blues player, and what more can you say? Zach Wild. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me tonight. You can go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for more cool stuff like this. If you like the video and you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up. Comments. What other bluesy rock type things would you like me to talk about on Bluesy Tuesdays? Leave me a comment. Let me know what it is you guys want me to talk about. If there's a riff, a track, something you want me to get into, dissect a little bit, give you a little bit of music appreciation, let me know in the comments, either here on Facebook or on YouTube, and I will gladly do it. That's what I'm here for. I love great rock and roll. If you want to support great guitar-driven rock, please get involved. I highly encourage you to get involved with my inner circle. There's a lot of cool stuff there, exclusive music, exclusive video, and exclusive conversation, and you get to hang out live with me while I'm doing these fun things. All right, guys, Tom, Raymond, Marcy, Billy, all you guys that hang out with me, Chris, Marcy, all you guys for hanging out. Appreciate you guys hanging out live. I love the encouragement. I love the feedback. It's awesome to have you guys here. And I'll catch you guys all next on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast.